The Omega Institute connects both humans and the environment as one. Their conferences teach people how to make the place they live better. Their upcoming conference, Where We Go From Here, will take place at their Rhinebeck location in New York, October 4th through the 6th. The conference will include speakers, strategies, and discussion panels promoting the health and wellness in all aspects of life. Speakers will include President Bill Clinton, Why Bury the Lead, along with other leading economists, environmentalists, philanthropists, designers, and architects who all give insight to the leading ways of the future towards a better environment for all. The CEO of Omega, Skip Backus, joins us now to provide more insight on this incredible environmental program. Skip, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Always a delight, and you have been such a wonderful partner with us on WAMC, and we thank you for all you've done and continue to do, and of course the great work that you do on top of it. This conference is really interesting because you start off with a former president of the United States, and then it just gets better from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking about the conference on the way up in the car from Rhinebeck. And, of course, with President Clinton, we take a look at the macro overview, and he's so great at taking a complex issue and explaining it so we can all understand it. And the way that all of our issues right now are so interwoven between economic, social, and environmental, it's very complex. But then by the time we get into, through his keynote on Friday evening, and we get into our Saturday part of the program, we've brought together leaders across all of the economics and social and environmental fields to really talk about what's happening now on the ground and how are we moving forward? How can we take steps right now and actually be able to feel there's a positive side and a progression to some of the challenges that we're facing?
When you were putting this all together, what were the important ingredients? I guess a two-part question. One, the ingredients, and then who ultimately would provide that ingredient in their speaking?
Yeah, well, the important thing for us was we wanted people that were actually working, producing in the necessary changes that we all have to step into moving forward. And so when we looked at the economic piece, Jeremy Rifkin, who actually participated in our conference last year, just stood out with his work that he's doing with the European Union and Germany, and his book, The Third Industrial Revolution, essentially how we're moving forward from an economic perspective. And then one of my favorites in the conference will be Janine Benyus, who really connects us back to nature and through her work with biomimicry. So then we could move right into the built environment, and we have Bob Birkebeil from BNIM, who actually helped us in the design and construction of the Omega Center for Sustainable Living. And then, of course, Paul Hawken, the entrepreneur and person who authored Blessed Unrest. Mm. And Michael Reynolds with an example of working with salvage materials, Earthship out in the Southwest. And then we have, as we always do at Omega, we weave in the creative arts. So we have Peter Buffett doing our Saturday evening performance. And the idea being that we create this weave of how all of these issues are interconnected. And to deal with any one aspect of it, you just can't pull on one string any longer. A lot of times when you hear the phrase sustainability, it's referenced in an environmental context. But the reality, true sustainability has to look across all those three legs of the stool, if you will.
And when, I mean, I just love the whole idea of where we go from here, because, okay, we've created this, and we can argue about how we got here and whose fault it is and what we did and what we didn't do, not to bum everybody out, but, you know, we're not exactly sure where here is, but here is here, and where do we go from that? Mm. But because of all of those question marks, it does make it difficult to kind of lock arms and sort of go off into the wilds to solve the problems.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We spent a lot of time, as we always do, on the title of conferences that we produce. And this one, the original title was, Where Do We Go From Here? And we were all sitting and said, whoa, wait a minute now. We know our next steps. We have the knowledge. We have the technology. It's time to take action steps. So we just dropped two little letters out, the do, and it became where we go from here. And here is always sort of a moving target in
right.
a way. But basically,
Wherever you are,
right. But basically, we can do a lot now. And the conference is about inspiration from people that are taking action steps now and informing us into what are the possible ways that we can all take steps.
When you think of the incredible group of speakers, what are you looking forward to?
Wow, I'm looking forward to just hearing the body of work and having a sense of almost relief that, wow, listen to all this. It's actually happening. How can I take this and use it at Omega with all of our initiatives that we're doing? And also just a sense of feeling kinship and community with the people that are attending the conference, and a sense of almost relief or relaxation in that what I hear all the time, we've topped this amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, you know, the reefs are disappearing, all the things you're constantly bombarded with, there is a real body of work that's positive. And I'm really looking forward to sitting in that positivity for a weekend.
Absolutely. And it comes out empowering, doesn't it? I mean,
very much so. Yeah. You really feel, you know, it changes a perspective. And, you know, I was listening to some of your program earlier and with the Farm Aid about how they use experience to actually bring about change and awareness. And that's very much what Omega is about. We're an experiential education center. And so all of our events are geared to really getting inside of you and looking at change from that perspective.
I think it's fascinating, and I believe we've discussed this before, but there is a notion that when you have something like this that you're preaching to the choir because the people who are coming are you know, on your team, as it were. But I think there's so many of us who intellectually admit to all of this and understand it, but don't know how to make that next step and ultimately where to go from here.
Yeah, I think there's almost a paralyzing effect of how we live today, the pace of how we live, the number of choices we face every single day. I think to be able to be in an environment, whether you're a converted person, you know, committed to sustainability, or whether you're somebody that's just feeling caught and not sure how to move and how to live in this place where it feels so complex and overwhelming.
And I think that's the ultimate point, that we can't get overwhelmed because there's work to be done.
Exactly. And you know, this is whether you consider it the beginning of a period of time, the changes that we're facing now are long changes. This is not the type of change, you know, where you change your clothes and it's the next day or whatever. But these are changes that are going to be decade and century long changes. They're very deep, and we still need to participate. We need to be able to show that we're taking step at a time, moving in a trajectory towards the type of world that we can imagine.
And get away from this notion that it's just an environmental issue.
It's not just an environmental issue. You cannot consider the environment without considering the economy and without considering the social impacts.
It's all tied in together, as we're
absolutely
all tied together.
Everything is interconnected.
The conference, Where We Go From Here, takes place at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, October 4th through the 6th. To learn more, visit eomega.org, eomega.org. It is an incredible program, an incredible work being done. And again, you can find out more information by going to eomega.com. Skip Backus is the CEO of Omega, and it's a great honor to have you with us this morning and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. And we have one more exciting piece to announce about this. We've now come to be able to offer the conference live stream for free. So also, if you go to eomega.org, you'll be able to see how to actually tie into that.
So a little voyeurism and stay home and
change
the world while you're in the process.
That's right, exactly.
eomega.org for more information on the web stream for the weekend, October 4th through the 6th. Where We Go From Here, eomega.org. Skip, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.